Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. ReadingThePlay.com.
All right, let's get to the trickiest game of the round. The Raiders up against the Sharks, Sunday, 4 o'clock down there at GIO Stadium. The big news here, obviously, is that Jamal Fogarty is out with that biceps injury. Ethan Strange is going to be partnered by KO Weeks. Okay, Simi Sasangi is into the second row. Chevy Stewart keeps that job at fullback after a tough night against the Broncos. So, Braden Trindle is not in for obvious reasons. Daniel Atkinson is now going to partner Nicho Hynes in the half. Sione Katoa back onto the wing. Sam Stonestreet is out of the 17. But now we're going to get the Sharkies on the road, Tristan, to win down there in Canberra. Where's your market?
Yeah, normally when the Raiders have got a big plus at home, you just automatically want to be with them. And there's still a thought that, and that's why it's made this game really tricky to price, because it's $2.80 the Raiders, $1.44 the Sharks, 7.5 is the line. It's gone 8.5 into 7.5, now 185 the plus. Last game Raiders played at home was against the Titans, and they had all that possession, you know, all the penalty counts, and they only just got over the line in Golden Point. They're obviously now without Jamal Fogarty. They've got a lot of youngsters there, which will hope to step up. But we saw what happened against Brisbane, where, you know, the Broncos were too good. And then the Sharks are coming off a really impressive performance last weekend, but they have a poor record down there at Canberra. So, yeah, it's a tricky one to know where this one's going to fall, and it's going to make a fascinating last game of the round.
Yes, indeed, and two key outs. And I just don't know. I'm different to the market. I think Canberra are really well positioned, flying under the radar as the underdog at home. And no doubt the Fogarty is a massive out and going to be longer term a massive out. But back at home off a loss, they've got to get their kicking game right. I'm sure they've done a lot of work around that this week. But the one thing about the Raiders is they like being against expectation, not being favoured, and a home team with 7.5, and it was earlier 8.5, I just think is too much. Certainly Jekyll and Hyde about some of their offerings. I thought they got caught out as a young team, you know, with staring at the headlights last week, and the game got away from them in the first half. But what I did like about them in the second half was that they didn't roll over, they didn't give up. And I think that shows that there's still some unity about what they're doing. They'll be much better here back at home. The Sharks, their record down here, I think they've lost their last four in Canberra, and a little bit like Canberra for mine. They're a little bit up and down. They were there to be beaten 2 weeks ago by the Rabbits late in that game. They got over the top of the Raiders at Shark Park when they were down 18-0. This will be interesting, and I think the Raiders get a little bit of a chance of revenge.
All right. I'm with the Raiders plus the 7.5. I don't know why I'm doing this. I don't know who's going to kick the ball in the halves. I've got absolutely convinced that Ethan Strange hasn't got a kicking game. I'm not sure about KO Weeks, but we'll have to wait and see who does the kicking with this Canberra Raiders side. The Sharks have been travelling really well. You wonder about the quality of the opposition that they played against last week. I think they were good against the Rabbitohs the week before that, but the Raiders, underdogs at home, missing players, it's all set up for not a Raiders win, but a Raiders plus the 7.5. So I'd be taking that